listening to the Modern Horrors Podcast Network.
Today's episode of Final Girls Horrorcast is brought to you by Mikey H., the OT Gourmet Geek, David Green, OC Monster Man, and Tiffany.
Hey there, lovelies, and thanks for joining us on the 201st episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
For today's discussion, the Wheel O' Terrors selected The Blob from 1958, original, and The Changeling.
As a reminder, we do tend to spoil movies, so continue at your own risk. The Blob is streaming on HBO Max, and The Changeling is up on Shudder, so check both of those out if you are a spoiler-sensitive listener.
But before we jump into today's films, let's get started with the segment that we like to call
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is The Night. With a January 29th release date, it's written and directed by Karush Ahari, who previously directed Generations and The Yellow Wallpaper. It's also written by Malad Jarmouz. The IMDb summary is an Iranian couple living in the U.S. become trapped inside a hotel when insidious events force them to face the secrets that have come between them in a night that never ends.
This looks fun.
It does look fun. It looks...
I want to see it.
Very psychological.
Yes.
But scary.
Yes. I love that.
There's a lot of, people saying this is Stanley Kubrick-esque.
Love it.
Which I would be into, of course.
Yeah. Samesies.
It looks great.
It does look great. I don't have anything bad to say about this except for, no, nothing bad. I don't know. I want to see it. That's basically what
I'm
saying.
There is a little bit of weird special effects, though, right?
Yeah, but I think it's fine.
It could be fine.
Yeah. I think it looks entertaining. It looks like, you're going to be like, what's happening? And
all good things.
I'm excited.
Creepy kids
are always creepy.
People disappearing and reappearing places.
I know, like that cop with the baby.
Yes.
Looks fun.
It does look fun. It kind of almost, it does feel a little hotel, like American Horror Story Hotel a little bit.
I thought so too.
At least the way it looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it looked, I agree.
I'm down. I didn't know anything about this. I hadn't heard anything about this.
Me either. This is the first time hearing about it.
Let me see if we have, do we know how it's being released? Let me see. I have IMDb
up. I was going to ask that. January 29th.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. It doesn't say. It just says U.S. January 29th. So we don't know if it's digital or limited theatrical. I mean, are theaters even open right now?
In some places, because I keep hearing that stuff is being released in theaters, and
drive-ins are open.
I'm like, where do I need to go to go to a movie theater? Is my question.
The past.
Some spaces, I know Alamo Drafthouse, you can rent a theater.
Yeah, you can do that
and watch one. You could totally. Maybe that'll happen.
There you go.
I want to go to the movies so badly.
Everyone gets their own row.
$300 to go see a movie.
I don't think it's that much.
I think it's like
$100.
It is, but then you have to pay an X amount of money in food also.
Really?
That's the way the Alamo works. I don't know how much it is. I haven't. I did the math at one point.
I think
in time,
AMC isn't that much.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
I can get into that.
That's me guessing. I saw a thing on TikTok where a family rented out a movie theater for their dad because their dad loves going to the movie theater and goes every week usually and then is really missing it. So they rented it out for his birthday.
Me too, buddy.
It's so cute.
I also used to go every week.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
It hurts.
All the things I love, I can't do anymore. Disney dissolved their annual pass situation. I'm very emotional.
There was a year, I want to say when we first started podcasting, I was really into going to the movies regularly.
Yeah.
And I was going by myself in the mornings.
I remember that. It was like around the time I feel like when like Blair Witch came out, because
yes,
you definitely saw that movie alone. As did I, actually.
I saw it alone in the theater and I freaked out a lot, actually. It was terrifying because there was nobody else in the theater.
That's so funny.
I think like one other person walked in and I was so excited.
You're like, let's watch this movie together.
Because like watching a movie alone by yourself at home is one thing. Watching a movie in a giant theater in the dark by yourself, and it's a horror movie that you've never seen. I don't care what horror movie it is. That's terrifying.
I love that so much, though.
Oh, it's great, but I was not prepared mentally for that.
It's so funny.
So anyway, I do miss doing that, but I stopped doing it for a while. And then Tony and I were talking about, Tony was talking about getting me a pass so I could do it again. And then, you know, coronavirus happened, so I didn't get one of those handy-dandy passes that everyone wanted to get.
I went every Thursday after work. It was heaven.
I like going during the day.
I like going at night because I like being late and, like, getting out, and there's nobody on the road, and then I, like, drive home, and I think about the movie.
Sure.
And, like, everything's at peace in the world.
I just don't like people. So,
same.
Usually, the theater goers in the morning are slim to none, and they're quiet old people that just sit and don't say anything.
Totally. So same. I would always go to the Dolby showings, and so the theaters, the chairs are very big. So when I'm sitting in them, I don't feel like I'm sitting next to anybody.
Right.
It's very loud, so I can't hear anybody if they're being like assholes and talking or texting or whatever. Yeah. So those were like, if it was like a regular theater, 100%, I would rather go like in the morning when nobody is out. Yeah. But I love those reclining chairs.
Yeah, those are great. Well, you know what? I also used to work at a company that had half day Fridays. So I'd get off at noon on Fridays. I also used to like going at noon on Fridays.
Yeah. Well, that's great because then you can see all the new releases.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that's kind of the nice thing, though, about going a Thursday at night, because the new releases in California come out at 10 instead of midnight.
Yeah.
And so the people that are there, like, really want to be there, you know, to see whatever we're seeing. So it's like a whole experience.
I haven't done that many times. I know I did that for It Chapter One. I remember because I got like a special ticket. And a lot of times you'll get like promo stuff. Like, I got, like, a poster. I've gotten posters and stuff before. So,
it's great.
Yeah, it is great. Okay. Let's talk about some movies, man.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing here?
We're talking about movie theaters. We're not just chatting. But we're not talking about actual movies. So, let's talk about some actual movies. What's our first movie today, Carly?
We are going to get into The Blob from 1958, directed by Irvin S. Yeworth Jr., who also did Dinosaurs! And Russell S. Doughton Jr., who did The Hostage,
No exclamation point there.
Written by Theodore Simonson, Irvin H. Milgate, and Kay Liniger. The IMDb summary is, an alien life form consumes everything in its path as it grows and grows. Facts.
As it grows kind and of. Grows.
And grows and grows.
Grows and grows. It sounds like a little kid describing a movie.
Mm-hmm. So this was your first viewing.
Yeah.
And you didn't like it.
Is
the vibe I got.
It's not that I didn't like it. It's that I didn't. It's just,
were you just not
my
in the mood?
It's just not really my thing.
Okay.
It's 50s movies just don't go where I need them to go. It's not their fault. They are a product of the time. But it's dreadfully boring to me.
Aw, I love it.
I mean, it's cute. If I knew anything about the 50s, really, I'm sure it would feel very nostalgic if I was older. Like, I'm sure this feels very nostalgic for my parents. I'm not a boomer, so I don't feel the nostalgia for the 50s. I do like Steve McQueen, so that was cool, seeing Steve McQueen.
That was cool, seeing him in action.
Seeing him in action. Color. Doing some backwards race car driving.
Yep. Get into that light.
My husband is like a huge Steve McQueen fan, so
he's awesome. He's fantastic.
It's not bad. It was entertaining. It's just like I would never choose to watch this again.
Okay.
It's charming.
It is
cute, but it's not. It's not really that entertaining.
I really like this movie, but I also really like movies from this era. I grew up watching movies from this era. Like, I watched these kinds of movies with my dad. I watched this movie with my dad probably like a couple of years ago. I just think they're super fun and, yeah, like you said, very charming. And while like the horror aspect is definitely very different from nowadays, I just think it's a fun, easy watch.
I also was not in the mood. Like, when I watched it, yeah. I wanted to watch something really scary.
Totally. That, I mean, that does it. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
Especially like when we're doing movies for this show.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just be like, I just didn't feel it.
I mean, it goes both ways, though. There's definitely times when I'm like, I don't want to watch anything that's scary right now. And I have to watch something super scary.
Yeah.
Or it's like this where I'm like, oh, I really want to watch something like ghosty and scary. And then instead I'm watching, you know, silicone pretend eating people.
It's true.
In a way that's not even a little bit gory or fun. I mean, the best part of 80s Blob is how goopy and gross it is.
It's so goopy. Like,
and I saw that way before. I may have seen this, like at least parts of it when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember. Some of it seemed familiar to me. So it might have just like been on Turner Classic Movies or something when I was little. But like,
yeah.
I've seen 80s Blob a few times, and it's just so gross and fun. I just like 80s is my, it's my jam. That's my horror decade. 50s, not so much. It's fine. It's fine.
It is fine, and it's cute, and it's fun. And it's got a cute dog that looks like one of my dog's puppies.
The dog dies, Carly. How are you okay with that?
I skipped that part because I know when it happened, so it didn't happen this viewing.
Because you definitely watched it before me, and I was like, oh shit, I didn't warn Carly because she watched it before me, and that dog is very cute.
He's literally, that is what my parents' dogs look like from Leia Bean, from my little bug. That's what except they don't have floppy ears. They did when they were puppies, though. But yeah. It's alive still. It made it. It made it out.
Yeah, if you say so.
It did.
If you say so.
You heard it here, guys.
If you say so. Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to watch a horror movie from this time, I'm going to watch a Hitchcock movie, and that's about all I'll do. It's just like...
That's fair.
Unless, if it's going to be horror, I mean. I guess I've seen other ones. I've seen other ones that I like. I think this is also kind of a monster movie, though, and maybe that's part of it, too.
It is. It's totally a monster movie.
I'm not really a monster movie person.
I love that the goop mixture, like, still isn't dried out.
Yeah.
Like, that thing is still ready to go.
It's like lead-based paint, you know?
It's great. Will never
it's
leave.
Good stuff. It's because of all the toxins in it. Make it extra good.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah.
The beginning kind of reminded me of Creepshow and Jordy.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely got the Jordy Verrill.
I was like, at least Amy will like this part.
I don't want it to make it sound like I dislike it. It's just it's just not my jam.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. Absolutely.
I get
that.
It's not bad. I'm not like upset that I had to watch it. It wasn't like torture sitting through it.
Yeah.
It really wasn't. It's just, you know, not my faves. That's okay.
That's totally okay.
I liked it probably more than I thought I would.
That to me is a good thing. It's progress.
It is. It's no vertigo. But
it's no vertigo. It's the Blob.
That's my 50s horror reference. That's what I got.
I love it. More, please.
That's all I got. Then I just hop right into the 60s. I don't know a lot about 50s scary. And I love how they kept calling horror movies spooky shows.
Spooky shows. I don't know, remember who I was texting, but I was like, oh my God, I'm just going to start calling it spooky shows from now on.
I don't think
Let's go watch the spooky show.
We're going to go to the spooky shows. I thought you don't like spooky shows. It's like supposed to be tough guys too.
The racers, the drag racers are going to the spooky show.
They're going to go to the spooky show. I didn't understand their friendship.
It was very strange because at first it was like, I'm going to fight you, essentially, right?
Yeah, with the race I thought card. Like they were the Jets. I definitely wrote, when you're a Jet, you're a Jet.
Yeah.
For life.
I mean, that's what it, yeah. And then they were like, oh, let's go just check this thing out. Will you guys come? And then we'll go to the spooky show.
I didn't. Also, I do not understand this race scene. They're racing backwards, but like, I don't know what happens. He's like looking in the rearview mirror and he sees the lights changing.
Oh, because they're at the stoplight.
Right.
So they can't go through the red light because right. they pay attention to, they don't pay attention to speed
right.
laws, but he can't go through a red light, man. Okay. So they're going to race off. Right. I don't know. That was just my theory.
It didn't and really then the cop make sense, came. Though.
And then the cop came and said, what are you playing at?
I did like, honestly, like there were definitely things that I was impressed by because there were definitely little things where I'm like, that's unnecessary to the story. But then it came back later and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess it wasn't unnecessary to the story. Bravo for like having the foresight in this yes. 1958 spook show.
A very well thought out script.
It was pretty well thought. I wouldn't say it's flawless, but it was pretty well thought. I was impressed a couple times. Like, I liked how they, like, introduced the different cops. So we knew, even though the cops, I had a very hard time. I'm glad they used everyone's name so consistently because they all look the same to me. Like, They all look the same to me, too. They look different, but I can't distinguish. Like, if they're all together, I could be like, okay, I think that's this cop and that's this cop. But if they're separate, like, I have no idea which cop that is. So I'm glad they said their names, like, every 5 seconds.
Otherwise, they made sure.
I would have been totally lost because, you know, all the cops have to be old white men.
Yep.
Because it's 1958. Especially at that time. Yeah. Yeah. Can we talk about this song, by the way?
Yes, please.
The title song? By yes. Burt Bacharach.
Yes. Good old BB.
Because I wrote the lyrics.
Please, will you say them?
I think I'm going to play them.
Beware okay. of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor. Right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch. Be careful of the blob.
God, what a poet.
And it is a jaunty tune.
It's a jaunty tune.
It's the only way I can describe it.
Oh my God.
It's so out of place. I'm like, do I have the right movie? Is this
is this what's happening here? This kind?
So apparently, Burt Bacharach himself. This is on his album. In case you ever want to buy a Burt Bacharach album, buy Look of Love, the Burt Bacharach collection.
Stop it. It's on an album called Look of Love.
You can listen to the Blob song on that album anytime you dang want. Or is it on Spotify? Can I just add it to my Spotify playlist?
Oh my God, stop it.
So I guess they did that because they didn't want a threatening theme song that would make people scared, too scared when they came into the theater. But that's most fun part of going to the theater to see a
Not
horror movie.
Not in 1958.
It's scary.
They're going to the spooky show.
How? But like, that's the fun part.
I agree.
Of going to the movie theater to see a spooky show.
I agree.
Is like the anticipation of being scared in a movie theater.
Lady, I could not agree more with you.
So you go in, it's like, careful of the blob.
Or you're going in to see Frozen 2 and you see La Llorona.
I remember when that happened.
Is she drowning that baby?
Oh, that's the first. That movie is dumb, but the first scene, it just is so brutal. There's not a lot of horror movies that like start off with child deaths.
No, nope, they just jump right in.
To be one of them.
And the parents are like, oh my God.
Oh my God. I love that that happened. I'm a terrible person, but I love that that happened.
That's so funny.
Did you know that in the 1950s, you could apologize over a sandwich?
Apologize over a sandwich?
Yeah. Let me apologize over a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to take her out for a nighttime sandwich?
I would say.
But then the blob happened.
Give me a milkshake and you got yourself a deal, buddy.
Or an egg cream.
Or a pie. A phosphate, if you will.
A phosphate! Get a malt, a phosphate, and a grilled cheese.
You got yourself a deal, buddy.
Can we
go to the Midnight Spooky Show after? Only if you buy me some popcorn.
Simpler times for white people anyway. It's funny because it's true. Yeah. What was I going to say? I got distracted by racism for a second. I don't remember. It was phosphate. It was hilarious. And then I got distracted. And then racism. I don't know what's going on.
While I was watching this movie, Justin, our good friend Justin from
the Horror
Business.
Oh, my new best friend Justin?
No, your new best friend is Ryan.
Oh, Ryan. I knew that.
Our already best friend Justin from the Horror Business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sent me an image of him at the Colonial Theater where this movie takes place partly.
Oh, lovely.
Because it was shot in Pennsylvania. I can't remember the city. I just blanked on the city. I had it and now it's gone.
Oh, I have it here. Phoenixville?
That's it. Is that it? Yeah. Is that the real city?
Oh, I think so.
Cool. That's it.
That's where they have Blob Fest every year.
Oh my God. I want to go to Blob Fest.
In Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. It's a 3-day summer festival.
If that ever comes back, can we go to Blob Fest?
Sure.
Cool. Thank you for saying that. We can visit Justin.
How far is Phoenixville, Pennsylvania to like Salem, Massachusetts? Can we do
spooky? I don't care.
Spooky road trip.
I don't care how long it is, how far it is. We're going.
All right,
we're doing
it. Good. Let's do it.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm going to do on so many trips after Corona. I'm going to get fired probably. I'm just going to like take months off and travel everywhere.
Same. I'll just be like, oh, you know how we have unlimited PTO? Bye.
Let me tell you, that is by far the hardest part for me of coronavirus. I don't care about leaving my house very much. I don't really want to go too many places. I kind of miss restaurants a little bit.
Sure.
I miss going to brunch with my friends. I miss hanging out with my friends, but like otherwise, I'm fine. Like I'm pretty okay because I'm pretty introverted and I don't like to go places and I don't really like people. But I really miss traveling a lot because I love traveling.
Traveling's really fun.
Yeah.
I really only miss theme parks and movie theaters.
Oh, I do. I would love to go to Disneyland right now.
Oh, same.
Ugh, sad.
Did I tell you when I went? Because they have like a little portion of the shops in California Adventure open. Mm. And I like definitely teared up when I walked through those little gates. I was like, I just miss you. Because
you went all the time.
All the freaking time. It's almost been a year since I've gone to Disneyland. And I know that that's 100% a first world problem. But it's like what I used to do to just be happy.
They're going to bring some kind of something back.
Yeah,
it's not going to completely go away. So don't worry too much about it.
I know.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
I do remember what I was going to say now.
Tell me.
I think that this doctor is kind of rude.
Tell me why.
Well, because he keeps calling this poor old man who's like dying of some kind of crazy alien parasite. Keeps calling him old timer. And that seems very disrespectful and rude to me.
Maybe it was like a charming.
No, don't ever call me old timer. I don't care what year it is.
I don't think he would ever call a woman old-timer.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because it's, I think it, he's just an old man who's probably going to die from this weird parasite. And I feel like it was kind of like a, it's okay, old timer. We'll get you.
What about old chum? I feel like that's way nicer.
It sounds nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
Also, this doctor has an awful lot of guns in his office.
As you do when you're in the middle of the woods.
A surprising... Well, he does not live in the woods. It's a doctor's office in the middle of town.
Oh, I thought it was all, like, surrounded by woodsies.
No. He woodsies, had what? Several rifles, and his office was in town.
I honestly felt worse for his assistant that he kept calling every 5 minutes, and then is like, hey, I need you to come down here to get eaten by this goo. You know?
I loved her too, because he's like, go behind you, there's acid, throw acid on it. And he said it's triclocetic acid.
Nice.
Nope, it's still wrong. Triglyceridic. It's some kind of acid. He said, throw this acid on the blob. And she tries and she goes, and it doesn't work. And she goes, nothing will kill it. That's the only thing you've tried. Giving up already?
That's all I know, doctor.
And apparently, IMDb is telling me that this is a very weak form of acid that is used to treat genital warts. And, maybe if they had stronger acid, it would have actually killed the blob.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I also love the neighbor lady who's like, I gotta clean up this crime scene before the doctor gets home.
She kept telling the cops to like go fuck themselves and she wanted to clean.
And he's like, come on, Martha. I don't know her name. He's like, come on, like, let's go. And she's like, I gotta clean this up before the doctor gets back.
It's Mrs. Porter, by the way.
No, Mrs. Porter. Not even a little bit. Tomorrow, Mrs. Porter.
Mrs. Porter's all up in that crime scene.
Everything's tomorrow.
Putting her mitts on.
We'll get
on
this
everything.
Sorted out tomorrow.
Yeah. Because it's
we'll
nighttime.
Talk to the doctor
it's
tomorrow.
Nighttime in a sleepy little town. They got to wait till the sun's up.
Can't do anything now. Got to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. Can we talk about Jane's brother?
Yes.
Who is the worst child actor of all time. Will go down in history as the worst child actor of all time.
There's got to be worse.
No, there's not. He's so awful.
My favorite's when he brings us his toy gun out to shoot the blob.
His parents are negligent.
Yeah, like how does he get away from them so many times?
Just like... His parents are nowhere to be found. There's a giant, scary monster eating, engulfing things. And
I will
they
say,
don't have their... Well, first of all, their child's with them. Like, yep. I don't know. Okay. Second of all, you're just going to let him wander the streets alone? Where are you? Why aren't you holding on to him?
I was going to say, I would be holding my kid, especially if I couldn't find my daughter also.
100. They're terrible parents. I don't know what they're doing, but they're not doing the right things.
They're sleeping. They're sleeping on the job.
Also, I don't know who this old man is that we see when the sirens are going off. This is my favorite scene in the whole movie. Maybe I do like this movie.
It sounds like you do.
Because there's this, well, I'm reading my notes down. I'm like, well, this is hilarious. There is this scene where all the teenagers are making the sirens go off because none of the adults are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just show this old man get out of bed. Don't know who this old man is. Don't know who he is. Not even really a character in the movie.
No.
And he just starts screaming, where's my civil defense helmet?
Yes. What am I going to wear?
And then he goes,
because the different alarms keep going
off. What will I wear?
he grabs his army outfit, then his fire outfit, then he's like comes out wearing a little bit of everything. Oh my God. That was a great moment.
Yeah.
This movie's just fun.
It's fine. Steve McQueen is 28 years old playing a 16-year-old.
Guys, they did it with Glee. No. It's not so weird.
They were not 28.
I'm pretty sure Corey Monteith was in his late 20s when he started Glee. Way. I swear to God. Google it. I'm going to Google it.
Go ahead. Google it.
How old was Corey Monteith when he started Glee? Look, somebody else asked it too.
24.
He was 27 years old.
No way! Really?
Corey was nearly as old as some adult characters when he started playing 16-year-old Finn Hudson. He was 27.
To be fair, he has a baby face.
He does have a baby face.
Steve McQueen does not have a baby face.
Maybe he does in black and white.
Also, Jane does not have a baby. Jane looks just as old as Steve does.
Jane looks older than Steve, if we're being honest.
Yeah, yeah. Every time they showed her with her brother, I'm like, are you his mom? Because I think that, is this one of those things where like you had a baby, but then your parents pretend that it's their baby? Because maybe that's what happened.
I will also say, though, that the mom and Jane looked very similar.
Yes.
Like, I believed that casting.
There you go. Oh, also, the movies cost 80 cents.
Oh, my God. I was like, wouldn't that be nice?
But it was a lot of money to them.
Yeah.
They're like, I lost out on 80 cents.
I was like, I would pay $300.
It's true. But you know what's funny is like all the signs and like the grocery store and everything, it's like has the cents symbol. And it's like, I don't remember the last time I've seen a sign with the cents symbol on it because nothing costs cents anymore.
Like, it's that's so not funny. A thing. When they were filming Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, they like turned a portion of Hollywood Boulevard into what it would look like.
Yep.
And it was so cool to like see how inexpensive everything was. Yeah. And like I walked down that boulevard like, gosh, golly gee.
Golly gee, how much is it to go to the spook show, mister?
Golly gee, 5 cents for a hot dog.
The moral of the story of the Blob is always trust Steve McQueen.
It's true. He knows what he's talking about and he's not a liar.
It's true. And also, I want to watch The Vampire and the Robot. That is all.
Yeah, me too.
That poster, I was very excited about it.
So good.
Apparently, it was the poster for Forbidden Planet. And they changed the title. So there you go.
That makes sense.
Okay. Are we ready to move on?
Let's do it. What are we talking about next?
Oh, one more thing.
Please, go ahead.
In the trivia, Steve McQueen had the opportunity to either take $2,500 for the making of this film or 10% of the profits. He took $2,500. This film has grossed over $40 million.
Oh, my gosh.
It ended up grossing $4 million back in the day. But overall, it's been like $40 million. So like his estate could still be making money off of it. But he took $2,500 instead.
Oh,
that one hurts. Rough. That hurts.
That's rough.
It's like an owie thing, right? For sure.
That is rough.
Yeah.
I would be bummed out.
I mean, I'm sure $2,500 was a lot back then.
Yeah.
You know.
But like 10% of 4 million.
Yeah, it's a lot more. It's a lot more.
Is a lot more
it's
money.
It's a lot more money. Ow. Okay, let's move on. Ready to move on? Let's move on. Let's talk about The Changeling. From 1980, it's directed by Peter Medak, who previously directed Species 2. It's written by the stories by Russell Hunter, and the screenwriters are Diana Maddox and William Gray. William Gray previously wrote RoboCop. Diana previously wrote The Amateur. The IMDb summary is, after the death of his wife and daughter in a car crash, a music professor staying at an old mansion is dragged into a decades-old mystery by an inexplicable presence in the mansion's attic. So, it's no secret, I love The Changeling. Big fan of The Changeling. One of my favorite ghost stories of all time. And Carly has never seen it before, so I'm very excited to talk about it. Carly, how did you like The Changeling?
I loved this movie.
Oh, yay. I'm so excited.
There was so much going on.
Yeah.
I loved the score to this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I loved pretty much everything. Sorry, I had to burp.
That's okay. Burping happens.
I like, this movie was amazing. And it was very spooky.
Yes.
It had very
super good spook show
moments.
Yeah.
My favorite thing, I mean, not my favorite thing, but one thing that I definitely like pointed out to myself while I was watching this movie, is that I really appreciated that our main character, what's his name? I forgot. John. Our main character, John, moves into this house.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly haunted.
Yes.
And he just goes and he figures that shit out.
Yeah.
It's not like...
He's George C. motherfucking Scott. He's not running away from a haunted house.
It's not like, oh, well, I'm making things up. Or, oh, this is just in my imagination. Or, you know, oh, this lady, she's doing a seance and this isn't real. It's like, no, my house is motherfucking haunted and I'm going to figure this shit out and I'm going to take care of business because I'm a boss.
Yeah, he's a super boss.
And I appreciate that a lot.
He's great.
A lot. Yeah. He is great.
Yeah. And how often do we see a horror movie featuring an older man?
Very few and far between.
Very few. I mean, we do have a female lead, but she's not really a lead.
No. She's definitely more
of a sidekick.
Yeah. She's a supporting role with a bowler hat. I was very distracted by this bowler hat, by the way.
Oh, I like Claire.
I like Claire, too.
Yeah.
But when I saw her for the first time, she was her hair had this little poof. And it was very styled.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going horseback riding. And I was like, bullshit, she's going horseback riding. She just spent 8 hours on her hair.
Yeah, but she has a crush on him.
Please. I know, but she was like, okay, that's fair, I guess. And then I was like, if she's going horseback riding, she has to wear a riding hat. And then they like cut to them horseback riding. And I'm like, okay, she's wearing a hat. And then it like zooms in on her. And she was like, chick is definitely wearing a bowler hat, which would do nothing if she fell off a horse.
Maybe she's a professional rider. She doesn't worry about it.
I mean, all professional riders, I think, would wear not a bowler hat.
I don't know.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know.
It was a really cute bowler hat, but it definitely gave me tiny vibes from that movie with the T-Rex.
Maybe she thought she was on a date and she wanted to look fab. So.
And obviously, my hat choice of choice is a bowler hat when I go on dates.
It's 1980, so it might be in 1980. How many hats obsessed. Are you wearing now?
Just a beanie.
Yeah.
Because I don't, you know, never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, also I was very perturbed that this huge effing house had a one-car, the tiniest one-car garage.
Does it? I don't even think I noticed that there was a garage.
I was like, look at him pulling into this tiny, tiny one-car garage.
Well, it's an ancient house.
I know. It just
they
made
didn't even
me
have
laugh.
Cars when it was made.
Okay. They didn't have cars when it was made?
When the house was built? Maybe, but it was like a historic house.
It made me laugh because that thing wouldn't even fit a horse in there. Maybe it was so small.
Maybe it was like a goat's cottage.
It was a goat's cottage.
It could be. You don't know.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
So
I loved it.
I love this movie because every time I watch it, I get different things out of it. It's got enough density that you'll like discover and enjoy different things about it. But the things I got out of it this time were more or less like other horror movies I really like and how they kind of pay homage to this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I noticed more like with Insidious, I noticed some parallels there because mm-hmm. we have like someone writing music on the piano with creepy things happening in the background. And I wonder if like our main character in Insidious would have like played the piano if this movie didn't exist. Like maybe it would, but I just thought that was like, you don't see that too much in movies.
Totally.
What was the other one I saw?
The very beginning reminded me of Descent with like,
oh yeah,
the family just getting taken yes. out right out of the right at the beginning.
Yes. Oh, and also like The Ring with the well under the floor.
Yes, that reminded me a lot of The Ring as well.
Yeah. I guess that's it. Those are the only two.
Yeah. I definitely said
Oh the seance scene is very similar to Insidious's seance scene also. With the scribbling.
And the Ouija. Oh, yeah. I really, honestly, that was probably one of my favorite seance scenes that I've ever seen in a movie.
It's a great seance scene.
Yeah. It's like, it gave me chills. It's like, that woman is like 100% talking to the ghosts. And then, like, the playback recordings were so well done, also.
Yeah.
I just loved how chill he was about everything.
The child who was killed by the cold cart.
Yep.
That's what she sounded like.
Yep. That is exactly what she sounded like.
The coal cart. I don't know what a coal cart is.
Me either, but you know what? He was killed by it.
Yeah. Not this one. Different one.
Different one.
Yeah.
I really liked how just like chill he was about everything. I think that was my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
Because it was like, we're just going along. We're just going along. We're figuring it out.
And there's so many like little creepy things. Like it's not mm-hmm. a jump scare movie. It's mm-mm. very much about ambiance and just creepy things happening. And it's, you know, a mystery, which is what a lot of ghost stories are, you know, if you think about it.
Yeah.
It's not demonic. This is not a demon haunting kind of thing. It's which tend to be more, usually tend to be more scary, jump scary, in your face scary. You know, this isn't The Conjuring. This is a ghost story.
It's an angry ghost.
About an angry ghost who wants to have
to kill
their,
the changeling.
The comeuppance. Their comeuppance.
Yeah.
With the changeling. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's super really good.
I hate when people when I tell people about this movie and they're like, the one with Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah. I would always be like, is that a remake? Nope. It's not even sort of the same.
No, I don't know. Like, if you know about this movie, then you're a horror person. I don't think many people, at least of our age, know about this movie or have seen this movie unless they are into the horror genre a lot.
Totally. You know what's cool?
What?
Peter Medic totally, I don't know if the word is like present, but like he like kind of presented all the things at my cousin's graduation when she graduated from the New York Film Academy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because I remember when they were like asking, they were like, oh, they were like, you know, introducing him and he was like the changeling and I like made a mental note because I was like, Amy fucking loves the changeling.
I do fucking love the changeling.
And then I like Googled him and I ingrained his brain or his brain ingrained his image into my brain.
Oh, there you go.
So that way when I was like revisiting this, I knew I would have this moment to say I saw him talk about making movies in real life and it was really cool, but I don't really remember anything that he said.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know.
So anyway, I like this a lot. I think it's creepy. I like all the little like, I don't know, the twists and turns that this story takes and how, like, simple but complex it is at the same time. Because it's not a complicated story, but you still find new things with it when you watch it. And there's lots of little creepy things that are constantly happening. So there's always mm-hmm. something to watch. It's fun to watch because George C. Scott, I mean, a lot of times in these horror movies, people are so scared. He's not. Yeah. He's not that scared.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I loved about it. But he was so chill.
You know, because at first I think he thinks it's his family. And then I think he thinks like it's someone who's trying to talk to him about his family, or I don't know. Like there's like, I think that's why he's not scared.
I feel like it's really the sense of this house chose me for a reason, yeah. And I have to like figure this out.
Yeah.
You know, because yeah. Even when after he, digs up the body and he goes to the senator guy, and then he comes back and the house is like pissed at him and like, you know, acts out, I guess.
Yeah.
He's not even scared. He's just like, I fucking did everything you want me to do.
Yeah.
Like, I did everything. What else do you want?
Yeah.
Fight me.
When I first saw this movie, my favorite scene was the ball scene where it bounces down the stairs after it was in his, like, locked in his, like, secretary cabinet. Mm-hmm. And then he goes and throws it in the ocean.
That's my favorite thing is like, and dude then it got comes into back. His car, drove who knows how far away, yeah. But there's definitely like a city in the background.
Yeah.
Drove to a freaking bridge. It's in Canada to toss somewhere. This thing off.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And he comes back and he just comes right back down the stairs again.
And he's like, God
with,
damn it.
With creepy giggling.
Yep. Oh, man.
I loved
all the ominous tones.
I loved the like, mirror crashing scene, and then find out like that dude, the cop, died like right after. You're basically ghost is basically killing cops. It's a cop killing ghost.
It's true. He was like, I'll teach you.
I'll teach you, copper.
This guy.
Yeah.
You're done.
So I guess ghosts can kill people in this movie. I never really thought about it, but I guess he killed two people. No one else died, right?
He killed the cop and he killed the guy.
Yeah, the changeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
It is. It's really
just
good.
It's so good. It's not boo scary, but it's just so creepy and
it's
fun.
It's very creepy. It's a ride. It's a journey that you go on.
Yeah. And it almost feels long. But it's not. It's like an hour and a half long. But you know what? Like, you know how some of those older movies tend to be a little bit longer? This is not a... It moves pretty quickly. But it
does.
Still feels like a long movie. Not in a bad way. Not explaining it right.
I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
It's almost 2 hours, I think.
Yeah.
But, like, we're on this path... And there's a reason for everything.
Yeah. The only thing I don't really understand is when Claire goes to the house and John's not there because he's with the senator. And Claire goes and she hears John's voice and John's calling her and obviously it's the ghost, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like the ghost is luring her into the attic and then chases her out with the wheelchair. Like, why is the ghost luring her in the house to chase her out with a wheelchair?
That I don't know.
Because, I mean, he could have just scared her when she came in. She would have just left.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he wanted to keep her.
Maybe. I don't know. That wheelchair is creepy, though, isn't it?
That is a really creepy wheelchair.
When they first go in that attic, I'm like, oh.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, first of all, why? Okay, so, you know, whatever. When he first finds the door, that makes sense that he, like, wants to peep it. The second I saw all those freaking spider and cobwebs,
yeah,
I'd wait.
Yeah.
But then he calls Claire back at night when it's raining.
Yeah.
Like, can we please do this at 10 a.m. tomorrow? Like, why do I need to be up here at night when it's raining, when it's, like, the most creepy? Like, please let me come in broad daylight.
George C. Scott has no fear.
He really doesn't.
He really doesn't have any fear. He has nothing else to lose. He lost his whole family and got nothing left.
Come at me, ghost.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Please invite me back in the daytime. And I'll go through all of this with you.
I love how when she's going in the attic because she thinks he's up there, and she's like, please don't make me come up there. Yeah. I really don't want to go up there.
I'd be like, I'm waiting for you in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Making myself a phosphate.
Good job. Bring that one full circle, Carly.
Cheers.
Such a craftsman.
I know. Had it planned all along.
So what was the creepiest part for you?
The creepiest part for me, I'm trying to think. There was definitely one moment where I had an oh shit moment, but like I can't remember what it was. And it's going to bother me.
Was it when he was listening back to the seance after the seance?
It might have been.
That part's pretty creepy.
It is really creepy because the recording back is like not cheesy. It's like legit scary.
Yeah.
Especially like not necessarily when it's spliced with like the flashback, but like when he's just listening to it.
Yeah.
It's super scary.
I liked it when she's scribbling too. That whole, yeah. Like,
I'm telling you, that whole seance scene is
the
like,
seance is really good. So it's good. Really well done.
Yeah.
Not
and I like that the like to break the tension of it, like just the glass flies across the room.
Yeah. Totally. Awesome. Super yeah. into it.
Very
love
good.
Love this one.
Would watch again.
Yes. I hope you do. It's I really great. Liked I've it. Seen it several times. I own it. It's usually a yearly watch for me, honestly.
Would purchase. It's
one of my favorites.
I'd also purchase the soundtrack to this one. The score, oh, yeah. if you
Great
will.
Great soundtrack.
Yeah.
Lots of piano.
It's so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a little bit. I like John Russell as a character. He's a good three-dimensional character.
He is. He's great. I really liked all of the characters that we know in this movie.
Yeah. It's kind of nice seeing like an old dude take like a lead role in a film like this.
I agree.
It's rare.
It is
usually
rare.
A woman or a family or
it was
young
it's very,
people.
Yeah. No, it was super nice to have that kind of different vibe.
Point of view.
Mm-hmm.
In a ghost story, it's not common that it's like a, I don't know. I guess there's a couple, but I don't know. None that do it this well.
No.
So there we go. The Changeling.
Like,
we finally
everyone.
Watched it. We finally covered it. How exciting!
For years.
Years. Years in the making.
I've been wanting to watch this movie so bad. I'm really happy that the wheel decided now was the time.
Thank you. Oh, reliable wheel of terror. Yeah. We love you and we trust
you.
In the wheel of terror, we trust. Yes, ma'am. All right. So, speaking of the wheel.
Yeah.
Should we spin the wheel now or do we have some things to talk about?
We can spin first.
Okay.
I don't really have anything to talk about, but I'm sure we could figure something
out.
I
mean, I've been watching a lot of things.
What have you been watching? Okay, now I just want to know.
Well, I watched Fleabag.
I've watched the first season.
The second season's better.
Okay. I'll watch
I like the first season, but the second season's really good.
That's good and to I'm, know. And they're it's short.
It's short.
They're
it's over.
Super
I'm
fast.
So sad. I watched
it. Oh, it's never
it.
Coming back?
It's done.
I didn't know that.
It's over and done with.
Okay. Well, now I'll watch the second season so I can just like.
Yeah, just finish
you
it.
You know?
The second season's so good. Oh my god, and please walk me through it as you watch.
Okay,
I like it
I
when you text me
I'll
as
send
you're
you
watching
voice
things.
Notes. It's my new favorite thing to do is just send everybody voice notes.
Yeah, we've been doing that a lot.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's great.
I like it a lot. What else?
You know who likes to do that is Al White.
Al White. He does. It's been a while since I've gotten a voice note
no,
from him.
No, he doesn't talk to us anymore. He doesn't like us anymore.
He's like, I'm across the country now. You mean nothing to me.
Is he? He leaves.
I don't
us?
Know. I'm assuming he's traveling.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, I watched that, which was fantastic.
Yes.
I liked the first season. I loved the second season.
Good to know. I'll bump that up on the list.
And then WandaVision, of course.
Oh, yes.
Which is just...
phenom.
Carly and I were talking about this earlier this week.
We were.
She knows about all the comic book stuff, and I walked in completely blind, and we both enjoyed it. So there's that. You don't need to be a comic book person to enjoy, or a Marvel person to enjoy WandaVision. It's for all. Especially if you're like, I don't know, if you watch Nick at Night in the 90s, or...
oh my gosh, it'll be your favorite thing if you watch
grew
Nick
up
at Night in
like the 60s, then that's probably for you.
It's so good.
I recommend. Super good. What else? What else? What else? I guess those are the main things. I think I watched other things, but I can't quite remember.
You did. You watched Night Stalker.
Oh my God. Yes. I watched Night Stalker.
Because I did too. And we talked about it. It was really good.
It was really good. Then I watched a bunch of 2020s on serial killers.
Same. Yeah. Literally watched 2020 almost all day today.
You really?
I did. And it wouldn't let me watch the most recent episodes for some reason. It kept on like airing it out. So I went on Hulu and I just went as far back as I could and I just went for it.
Did you watch the BTK one?
I didn't because I'm telling you, it wouldn't let me play.
It was like two seasons ago.
I know.
Oh, weird. On Hulu?
Yeah. It kept on airing out. It gave me like an error message.
Maybe
it
was you need to re-download your Hulu app.
Oh, maybe I'll try that.
Try that. Because it worked for me.
I can't play this title. And I was like, don't do this to me, Hulu.
If that ever happens to me, it's usually because like the app is outdated or something. You need to upgrade it.
I'll have to do that.
Okay. Let me get this wheel going.
All right. I've just been watching 2020 Criminal Minds. I watched the latest Law & Order SVU, and John Waters was on it.
I thought John Waters was
super charming.
Yes.
He played the owner of a webcam company, you know?
Okay.
And I was like, look at you and your little mustache.
He's so cute.
I don't even know what else I've been watching.
Okay.
So let's get into this.
Let's just spin the wheel then.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm nervous. There's some things on here I don't want to watch. And some things I really, really, really want to watch. Let's see what happens.
Wheel of Terrors.
Ooh. Pick a good one. See what happens. Child's Play 2019.
Yes.
I'm very excited. I love that one.
Oh, me too. Okay.
Oh, should we see if Al wants to come on? Because he hates it.
He really does.
I don't understand how.
What a monster. It's so fun.
I know, right?
So Child's Play 2019 is currently streaming on Prime Video and Hulu.
Rad. Okay. I'm spinning again. Underwater.
Okay, I'm excited.
Right,
I'm sorry, but I'm excited.
I'm not upset. I'm not mad about it. I haven't seen that one yet, and it's a new one, so I'll check it out.
It is. It's, I think you'll like it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it in theaters, man.
Oh, all right.
I love this movie.
I thought it came out after pandemic started.
It sure didn't.
Oh, okay. Early 2020.
It was an early 2020 release.
Okie doke. That's the one with Kristen Stewart, right?
It sure is. Mm. And I actually like really liked her in this role.
All right. Cool.
There's also, there's someone else in it. I forget because it's been a while. Anyway, you'll watch it and you'll maybe like it.
Oh my God. I forgot. There's a note on IMDb that is boggling my mind.
Oh, John Gallagher Jr. is in it also.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. What is the note?
It's about The Changeling. I'm just going to rewind for a second.
Okay, we're going back.
Joshua Jackson is in The Changeling as a baby.
You did mention that briefly.
I did not.
You did, though.
I didn't.
You did, because I looked it up when you said it.
Are you sure? Because yes. You might have just read it in the notes.
No, you said I don't know where he was, but apparently that was his first. thing. What? I'm pretty sure.
But you'll think I said that.
You're going to be editing it, so you'll
I really don't think know. I said it, Carly.
I'm pretty sure you did. It's okay.
How is that? If that happened, it's possible. If that happened, I have officially lost my mind.
We're at that point in quarantine.
I'm just saying, if that happened, if you're listening to this right now and you heard me mention Joshua Jackson earlier in the episode and then you heard me mention it again now, like, hey, I didn't mention this. I am officially fucking done. Like, my brain is just gone. I'm done. I'm over.
We need a vacation.
No, I had a vacation. It didn't help. I'm fucking over. I'm done. My brain's gone.
We're going to have to get you on some brain exercises. Well, now I'm curious.
I do a lot of brain exercises and none of them help.
Yeah, I don't know if they actually help.
Just a big old dummy.
But you're not. But I also don't know where
is there
I don't,
a baby in this movie?
I don't know. I was thinking about it.
Now I have to rewatch it and look for a baby?
Google doesn't have any images for me.
I know, so, I looked it up.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm trying to think if there was like a baby in the flashbacks.
He was like less than a year old. So it's like gotta be super baby. Like, yeah. Baby.
I'm wondering if there was a baby in the flashbacks when they were like talking about the story of the kid growing up or something like that.
Dude, I don't know.
Me either, but
all right.
I'll try to remember.
If you guys know where there's a baby in The Changeling, please let us know.
Please send screenshots.
Or else I'm just going to watch it again and try and figure it out.
And then you have to send me a screenshot.
Jeez.
And say,
so
that's
demanding.
Baby Joshua Jackson.
I really don't think I mentioned that. I think you just read my note and thought I said it.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Oh, my God. I really hope that's true. Because otherwise, my brain's fucking gone, man. I only had one glass of wine. That shit should not be happening.
You know.
So until next week.
When we figure this out.
When we figure this out and we watch Child's Play from 2019 and Underwater from 2020. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Bye. Ooh. Those were two different notes that do not go together.